I think a lot of people are confused. Which is fine. I think they're even more confused now because I was the white dreadlock protest poet and now I'm the white protest poet with a mohawk. And, you know, I think some of them thought I was a Rasta and they think I've sold out the struggle, but I was never a Rasta in the first place. But, you know, how I'm perceived, I think different people perceive me in different ways, you know. I think there are a lot of people from across, you know, color and class lines who connect with the poetry that arrives and the music that we make and the message that it has. Definitely, I mean, like from, I get those connections made to my message, and it's, you know, from, you know, street kids in Harare city center to middle class Bardell kids to, you know, to the older generation at the same time. So I'm happy that, you know, the message of the poetry and of the music does cut across that color and class line, because it was, you know, always intended to. But at the same time, of course, there are others who just don't understand what the hell we're about. And okay, he's white, but he's working with these black band members, and it's hip hop. But there's also reggae, and there's jit, and there's msewe, and there's house, and there's raga, and you know, and that's fair enough. I'm never someone who's going to fit into any box, you know, musically or anything. So